Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. An exciting one lies straight ahead because we're going to be talking right off the bat with a gentleman who's going to be telling us all about a very cool website. It's called My Classic Garage. And can't wait to hear about that from the product vice president. A little later on, we'll be joined by a gentleman from the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, veteran automotive journalist and guy with a great website as well, autoinform.com. Ken Zeno will be telling us about the pickup truck wars that are brewing between the 2013 Ram 1500 and the just introduced 2014 GMC and Chevrolet variants. They haven't been seen by the public yet, but the press has got a quick preview before the Detroit Auto Show. That will be the official launch. And then, of course, the perennial leader in that segment, the Ford F-150. What have they got up their sleeve for the Detroit Auto Show? And we'll also talk about some of the highlights and lowlights of 2013. Telephone wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. So don't be a stranger. You can also email us up at any time at bob@boblongradio.com. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Tanner Fritz, who is My Classic Garage Product Vice President. Tanner, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Pleasure to be here, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is brand new to me. Our mutual friend Cindy sent me over some information about what you guys are doing, and I'm really, really excited about it. Tell our listeners all across North America about My Classic Garage.
Sure. So My Classic Garage is a new website that was launched about 8 months ago. And the basic premise of what we're doing here is we're trying to create the online hub for classic car fans and collectors by providing them with a ton of free resources and valuable information, whether they be a collector or a fan in the hobby.
That's great. And you're doing so in a variety of really cutting-edge ways. You guys are using what is known in the computer world and now kind of floating into the automotive world, cloud technology. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you got it. So the foundation of My Classic Garage is what we call our cloud-based database tool. And basically, the premise there is that anybody can come to MyClassicGarage.com and sign up to create their own virtual garage. And what any of our users do with the virtual garage, it allows a collector to track every facet of their collection, whether that's past or present. You can imagine any of our users basically uploading, sharing content, video, and tracking all the details of each of their cars within their virtual garage. From financial information, they're trying to track valuations or events they may be taking their cars to. And we try to do this all online and give each of these collectors a really good digital picture and history of their collection.
That's great. And you guys have also put together some really cool things, including an expert panel. Tell us a little bit about this group of individuals, all experts in various areas of classic vehicles, and some of these folks are very esteemed as well.
Yeah, so, you know, we've launched this MCG expert panel, we're calling it, and so far we have six experts on this panel, and the idea here is to allow anybody who comes to our website to ask an expert any pertinent information, questions they may have, for free and get answers for free. And we're talking about some top-tier individuals, Jerry McNeish, who is a Camaro, Chevelle, and Nova expert. We've got five others from Corvettes to Pontiac Trans Ams to Mopar and Mustangs and trends in the industry. And, you know, the whole idea is to to basically give a free and robust environment in our marketplace, which includes this expert panel, and hopefully allow buyers of cars and researchers of cars a tool that's not available anywhere else. And it also gives us some legitimacy to our website by saying, hey, we've got these industry experts on here. So that's really what we're doing with our MCG expert panel.
That's wonderful. Another thing that you guys are doing with this, which I think is really, really cool, is you're allowing folks to sell vehicles for on the site by listing them for free. Tell us a little bit about the nuances of this.
Yeah, so, if you look at the classifieds industry from a classic car standpoint online, really, as a buyer or seller, most folks have been kind of taken advantage of so far, and we're trying to disrupt that a little bit. So we created the MCG Marketplace to allow classic car buyers and sellers to interact in what we're calling a transparent, safe environment that encourages fair and honest dealing. So unlike some of these other sites out there, our site is completely free. You can list your cars for sale, your parts for sale for free, and you can also use some of these tools to really research and make intelligent decisions about some of these potential purchases that you might be going after.
That's wonderful. So all the listings in the MCG, which stands for My Classic Garage Marketplace, are free, and there's no transaction fees at all. So this is completely 100% free?
Yeah, you got it. So unlike some of the haircuts that most people take when they list with an auction house or go to a dealer or some of the other classified solutions, the solution that we're offering here in the MCG Marketplace is 100% free, no commission, no listing fees, and we're trying to level the playing field a little bit here for the average collector or consumer of classic cars by just allowing them to do this with no cost, and also to do it in a website or an environment that is what we like to think of as very well designed and pushing the envelope from a technology standpoint. Is a lot of the classic car industry websites would feel a little bit behind, so we're trying to not only make it free but make it very well done and kind of leading industry tech wise.
That's great. Tanner, tell us a little bit about your personal car background and perhaps some of the other members of the My Classic Garage team. Have you been a lifelong car guy? When did you first get bitten by the bug?
My grandfather was an antique car salesman in South Florida. So growing up, I got to go to a lot of swap meets, and really on the antique side, it's just more so these really small car shows that would happen on the weekends for me, and cruising, things like that. And that's when I was first kind of, introduced to the industry. And since then, I've really grown from a technology passion standpoint. My background professionally has been within trying to help build, great technology and great products. Our CEO and founder, Joseph Carroll, is a lifelong classic car fanatic, and for the last 5 years has been purchasing and selling collector cars. And so he brings a really valuable knowledge and experience to our team in terms of being an expert in the industry, in terms of what we think of somebody who has owned and sold classic cars and has dealt with a lot of the issues that we're trying to solve, which are, wow, there's not, there's a lot of fraud in this industry. There's not transparent information, and it's not easy for the average collector to do things digitally, which is really what we're after in terms of presenting My Classic Garage as a solution.
So true. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question for our very special guest, Tanner Fritz from My Classic Garage. You got to check this one out. It's really cool. When we come back on the other side, we'll hear about more features. This is Auto World.
This is a referral service. Calls will be routed to an independent referral insurance agency.
Do you know the number one cause of bankruptcy? No, it's not losing your job or running up credit card debt. It's not even divorce. It's medical costs. If you and your family don't have health insurance, just one serious illness or accident could be financially devastating. But now there's good news, really good news. A health insurance hotline has been established to provide health insurance for all Americans, even uninsured Americans with pre-existing conditions. Now anyone can get health insurance even if you have a pre-existing medical condition. I repeat, now anyone can get health insurance coverage. Call now for a free no-obligation quote on affordable health plans available to you. Again, this is a free hotline for anyone, even if you have pre-existing conditions. Protect you and your family from sudden unexpected medical costs. Call the Health Insurance Helpline right now for a free quote at 1-800-719-5090. That's 1-800-719-5090. Call 1-800-719-5090.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me here. Happy holidays. Hope you got your holiday shopping done. And like yours truly, we have a very special guest, Tanner Fritz from My Classic Garage. He is the product vice president. This is a really cool website, My Classic Garage, a complete cloud-based tool to manage all aspects of a car collection. You can store documents to track the lineage of the vehicle in the cloud. You can track maintenance records and lots of other things as well. Tanner's been telling us about the expert panel, the ability to sell vehicles on the site at no cost, no transaction fees. I'm just wondering, Tanner, how is the site doing? I understand it's doing quite well and that you presently have about 78,000 active users and members.
Yeah, that's right. So, we're about 8 months old and we've been just ecstatic at the response we've received from the industry. And just over 78,000 people have signed up for free to use the tool and to keep track of their cars online. So far we're ecstatic at the response so far.
I've heard rumors that coming in 2013 and in quarter two, so we're talking springtime, you're going to add a social aspect to myclassicgarage.com. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, one of the biggest requests we get from our users is right now My Classic Garage, from a tool standpoint, is a first-person tool where I can upload documents and photos and track receipts and really get a great digital history going of each of my cars for my own personal use. I can also share some of that with some key people if I want to let somebody else evaluate one of my cars. But right now we are actually developing what we're calling MCG Social, where we'll have the world's first integrated social network solely dedicated to the classic car hobbyist. Some of the things that will be included there will be the ability to go on our website and say, hey, I'm wondering how many people who own a Corvette that are in my city are on here, and maybe I can start to take a look at some of the cars in other people's garages if they choose to opt in to let me do that. Likewise, we'll have tons of events listed there, as well as the ability to interact with specific interest groups that I may be interested in as a car collector or a car fan. And what we're trying to do there is we really see that the information side of the hobby is represented right now with classic car forums, and we feel they're a little bit out of date. We're trying to bring that forward and have more of a social element present where, yeah, I can ask questions and get them answered in a forum-like setting, but I can also some more social network type of information presented about the person who's answering a question and the cars they own, the cars they want to own and dream to own or used to own. So things like that are some of the things you'll be seeing in the MCG Social Garage come 2013.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about the MCG Marketplace, because you guys have got lots of really cool stuff there, not only cars for sale, you've also got parts for sale, but you've also got a lot of fact-based articles about classic cars. I'm not aware of anybody, Tanner, doing anything like this.
Yeah, so you're referring to what we call our knowledge base, and really the thought behind this, and just to give a brief overview, our knowledge base is a place where anybody can come to get what we're calling fact-based information at your fingertips. So we're taking year-make models of cars, so for instance, the 1973 Chevrolet Camaro, and we're posting very pertinent information, anything from the original owner's brochure to an overview and performance statistics, how many models were in production, the original colors that were offered, and trying to provide the fact-based information as car guys love to argue about, hey, how many cars were offered with this engine or that engine. And we're trying to really build a true knowledge base where somebody can come and get the real answer. And we think it's really valuable a component to our marketplace where somebody may be searching for a Camaro for sale and be able to cross-reference the article that we have in our knowledge base to see if some of the information they're reading about the car for sale is factual or not.
Let's talk a little bit about your social media presence. I know you've got a really heavy presence on Facebook. Tell us about some of the things that you're doing there specifically.
Yeah, so on Facebook, we have, been really ecstatic about the response we've been given in terms of people coming on. And so far, we've got about 38,000 people following us on Facebook. we really push a lot of the users' information that comes through. So, for instance, we get to highlight some of the cars for sale in our marketplace and try and give some of these people who are trying to sell their cars a leg up by giving them a lot of exposure there. We also get to talk about, you know, any new knowledge-based articles, great answers that have come down the line from our expert panel. And, you know, this past year we did have a giveaway contest where we gave away a 1979 Trans Am. And so we definitely talked about that a good bit and tried to get some people excited about checking us out through this giveaway. And we did have a lucky winner that was sent a car last week. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh, no question about it. Let's talk about some other goals that you perhaps have for MyClassicGarage.com. Where do you see the website in another year or two? What are your ultimate goals for the project?
Sure. You know, with the main goal for My Classic Garage is, again, to level the playing field for classic car collectors and fans. Really, what we're trying to do is to bring forth these different components like our My Classic Garage, the MCG Marketplace, and our baseline tool are just a few of them. And then, as we mentioned, this social component coming up. And the whole kind of strategy for us is that we want to lay the groundwork to create a standard way to track classic cars. And right now, we think that's a major issue with the classic car industry and the hobby at large is that, you know, the ability to look at a car that's going up for auction and understand the history and the provenance that may be in tune with that car is really difficult to understand and to trust. So what we're trying to do is to get this community brought together and kind of turning on the same page in terms of how they track and communicate about their own cars. And hopefully we can do that in 2013 by continuing to push a marketplace like the MCG Marketplace and some of the social elements and just a tool to keep track of your car with receipts and financial history and events and all sorts of things that are going on. That's the overarching goal, is to do all of this and to bring it to the table at 100% free to the end user.
Well, Reed, I really want to thank you for your time here today. We'll definitely make a date to do it again real soon. I've learned a lot. Hope our listeners as well. Everybody check out MyClassicGarage.com, and we'll get you back with us real soon. Straight ahead, don't go away. Ken Zeno, Around the Bend.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-518-4375. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build the life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-518-4375. 1-800-518-4375.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30
30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're having lots of fun today here on this Holiday edition. The holidays are underway. Christmas is just a couple of days away. We thank you so much for being with us. And now we're going to bring forth one of our regular contributors to the broadcast. He is an esteemed automotive journalist with a great website, autoinform.com, veteran radio talk show host, automotive wise, and hopefully soon to be again. It's my pleasure to welcome back Ken Zeno. Ken, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks so much for asking. Let's begin by talking about some interesting pickup truck wars that we're seeing evolving. First, we saw the first shot fired by the folks at Dodge at the New York Auto Show last year with the 2013 Ram. A lot of class-leading goodies on the Ram 1500, including an 8-speed automatic transmission, the availability of the Pentastar V6, an air suspension, a really cool interior. You can even have a Wi-Fi hotspot in that vehicle. And now recently I know you had the opportunity to attend a sneak preview of a vehicle that's going to be one of the stars of the Detroit Auto Show, the North American Auto Show, and that's the new Silverado and its GMC sibling. Tell us your thoughts about the new offering from GM, and then we'll further talk about the war shaping up.
Well, that, actually, these wars go back to the introduction of the Ford F-100 1948.
That's true.
This is ongoing. It's a huge segment. At one time, Ford alone sold almost a million F-Series pickup trucks before the market collapsed. They're on track to sell well over 500,000 this year. Ford updated its F-Series a couple of years ago with turbocharged engines and 6-speed automatic transmissions and maintained its sales leadership, which it's had for decades. You're right, Dodge came right back, or rather Ram, I guess we just call them these days, with a very sophisticated truck with air suspension, and now GM in Detroit will publicly show the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra pickup trucks. Up on the site on Auto Inform, there's lots of photos, so you can take a look at them. But briefly, these are very competent trucks, but with a mild exterior restyle and some very nice interiors.
Let's talk a little bit about the ever-increasing amounts of activity between these different brands. I mean, I remember in New York, some of the first people jumping into the Ram were Ford engineers. This is a very highly competitive marketplace, and good reason. I mean, Americans love trucks, and these vehicles continue to be very strong sellers despite not exactly stellar fuel economy and despite ever-expanding prices.
Well, and the other end of it, Bob, is also Dodge, Ford, and GM love trucks because they can easily make more than $10,000 per pickup.
So wow. If
you, and, you know, GM year-to-date sold more than 500,000 Silverado and Sierras. Ford, as I said, is going to probably, depending on the December they have, they'll be up into 600,000 units. And the Ram's been coming back month after month. They're probably going to finish the year somewhere around a couple hundred thousand. I mean, in November alone, Ford sold 56,000 F-Series trucks.
Mm.
So that's why there's all this activity. It's hugely profitable. The fuel efficiency is getting better. One of the more interesting things going on in the marketplace right now is there's three different approaches to fuel economy.
Yeah, Ford tell us about that.
Ford is using a smaller V6 turbocharged engine, twin turbocharged with intercoolers. Dodge is using a rather sophisticated double overhead camshaft multi-valve engine with a eight-speed automatic transmission. And GM is sticking to a more conservative approach with basically small block, the famous small block, although these things have been so changed, I'm not sure you can call them a small block anymore, but it's still the same basic design. They'll have a V6 and two V8s, which they hope will be the most fuel-efficient engines in the segment. Now, the interesting thing is right now, because of Ford's twin turbo engines, they basically have a lot of best-in-market claims on capacity, towing capacity, payload, fuel economy. So there's going to be a big marketing war out there, and we'll have to wait and see on the final certification numbers at General Motors if they can give Ford a run for its money.
It's interesting to see how this is shaping up, and of course, rumors are circulating around. Since this is such a highly competitive segment, do you think Ford will tease something as to the next generation of the F-Series at Detroit, or what's your gut feeling on that, Ken?
Oh, I mean, this is such a rough-and-tumble market. If I were Ford, I would tease a concept of the upcoming 2015 F-Series just to play in the same stories as General Motors so that the people listening to all the enormous publicity that comes out of the North American International Auto Show will at least have Ford on their mind. And Dodge will see. Ram should do something, too, but both companies have other vehicles to introduce, so sometimes they don't go directly head-to-head against the competitor.
Oh, that makes sense. Absolutely. Our telephone number, once again, if anybody has any questions about any of these pickup trucks, we would absolutely love to hear from you. Or, of course, you can always email me up at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that email address is just simply my name. It's Bob at BobLongRadio. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. And again, our toll-free line from around North America, anywhere in North America. We would love to hear from you on pickup trucks or anything else with myself and Ken Zeno is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's talk a little bit about the different, as you say, the three different manufacturers have three different approaches to fuel economy. And it's interesting to see that, and it's also interesting to see the ever-increasing, you know, prices of these vehicles. Ken, do you believe what we read? A lot of the manufacturers are telling us that, you know, a lot of these vehicles, of course, are used as work vehicles, but in today's world, there are some families that actually use some of these higher-end variants of these trucks as the family vehicle.
Well, the crew cab is the big change there, and it makes it possible for families to use them, and crew cabs now account for more than two-thirds of the pickup truck market. So, yes, there is some use there, but because of the expense and because of the fuel economy, it looks like that back in 2005 or 6 when they were really booming on selling trucks, it looks like some of the people that were buying them as fashion statements have evaporated from the market. They've gone elsewhere, but there's still a huge, healthy market for people who need to tow or go to work and use a truck.
Yeah, it's a different truck world than it was not that long ago, and it definitely will be interesting to see these truck wars heating up. Let's talk about 2012. We're at that time of the year where lots of folks like to do a look back at the year 2012. Sales-wise, certainly, it's been somewhat of a surprise in what I consider to be a very challenged economy, a poor economy. We're seeing some record sales numbers on a number of manufacturers' fronts. Ken, tell us a little bit about your thoughts about sales in 2012.
Well, the economy continues to slowly recover. In the boom years earlier in up until actually about 2007, we were selling at a rate of about 16 to 17 million units, in fact, a little more annually. And this year we'll come in, at about 14.5. So nowhere close to what the actual rate was in the industry. Globally, by the way, the industry is going to do 80 million, which is back on trend. So the crash in 2008 is slowly going away. Now, this has got implications both ways.
Hold that thought, Ken. We're up against a break. Frank in New Mexico, hang as well. We'll take you as a first caller. You're listening to Auto World. Don't go away. I'm Bob Long.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free 1-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-987-2192. Again, that's 1-800-987-2192.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here on Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Ken Zeno. And Ken, just before that hard network break, you were making a point, so why don't you pick it up where you left off?
I guess the overall message here, I mean, this trucks are so complicated, and then they're a big component of the sales picture, but where we're saying is that the good news is sales are slowly coming back in the U.S., and even better news is that both Chrysler and General Motors, subject to government bailouts, were profitable, and Ford was profitable also. So the recovery is continuing from both in terms of jobs, and those people pay taxes, and we could use some more taxpayers these days, and as well as the new products keep rolling out.
Let's go to the talk lines and bring forth Frank, who joins us in New Mexico with a question for Ken. Hey there, Frank. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. How are you doing?
Oh, great show as always, Bob. And Ken, I just want to say Merry Christmas to you all boys and to Mrs. Long and the little studio rat Lucy. But my question was, whatever happened to the new Power Wagon? One of your guests a year or two ago, Bob, I called in and asked about it, and he said, yes, the new one coming out is going to be a real beast, and I never heard anything after that. Did it just get scrubbed or what, the Power Wagon?
The name, of course, is still famous, and they did show, Chrysler did show a concept, but I think that's on hold at the moment. Part of what's going on here is, while you have a core truck, SUV, you know, body-on-frame SUV and pickup truck market, the new regulations are so tough, 35.5 and then going up to 54 miles per gallon, that all these companies have to scramble and figure out how to get smaller vehicles on the market. And it's working a little bit, but they still have enormous risk if they can't meet the regulations.
Yeah, it's blame the old government once again.
I'm not blaming the government, but it's you know, I've got this Power Wagon name, but it's a huge, actually, it was a military truck, which right now, given the mood and the regulations. And by the way, I mean, there's quite a growing green movement, and even the automobile business is growing, mm-hmm. is going green. You know, Chrysler's going to bring in a new baby Jeep that's even smaller than the ones they have now. That'll be built in Italy. That's probably about a year out. And the fastest growing segments in the market this year were the compact and mid-sized cars. People were coming out of trucks and going into more fuel efficient cars.
No, that's a really good point. We love the name. We'll just have to hold on and see. And as Ken says, yeah, I also have read the rumors about Chrysler bringing forth this new small Jeep to be produced in Italy. And it's also interesting to know that Maserati, I guess, is going to move forward with their Jeep Grand Cherokee based variant for their high-end SUV, which will be built here in the U.S.
Yeah, it'll be built in Detroit. In fact, some of the prototypes, they're all clad, are running around Detroit right now. They're pretty close. That's next year, a Maserati version of the Grand Cherokee.
Wow. How would you like one of those in your garage, Frank? Looks like we may have lost Frank. Thanks for the call. Everybody, don't be a stranger. Call us up. Ken Zeno is with us, 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. I know Jeep has got some big news, and they've been hinting about a larger Jeep as well as this one that we're expected to see, the smaller Jeep. Do you think we're ever going to see that extra large Jeep, or is that also probably being held down a little bit by the ever-increasing fuel economy standards?
My honest opinion is I think that if you look at the size of the vehicles on the road out there right now in the showrooms from the Detroit 3, I don't see them getting any bigger. I mean, I just don't see it happening. It's too much money, and as I said, the price of fuel and the shift in the market is too much. Now, I'm not sure that we're going to end up with, there were some predictions that in 10 years, the U.S. is going to look like Europe with tiny, tiny vehicles. I think it's going to be basically a compact and a mid-sized market and all sorts of derivatives off of vehicles that size.
It's going to be interesting to see, definitely. Let's talk about some of the other big stories of 2012. And certainly Chrysler is one of those stories, a remarkable turnaround. The marriage between Chrysler and Fiat has worked out well. And speaking of Fiat, a vehicle that sold very poorly, the 500C originally, has had a big year for 2012. And in Los Angeles, they unrolled, four additional new variants of the 500C. What do you think of the current success of the Chrysler Group, Ken?
Well, they hit the market at the right time. Their initial 500 advertising program didn't excite consumers. They went to some, by American standards, some pretty edgy Italian-like advertising, and the sales have basically doubled. And as you point out, now comes then they introduced a performance version, the Abarth, and now comes the 500L, and then there'll be a crossover, the 500X, all following. So it's been a nice line for them, and I'd have to pull out my sales numbers, but I think they're going to sell more, as I said, more than twice the rate. They're now tracking on the 500 at 3,600 a month. I mean, they're 40,000 year to date. That's basically 120% increase from a year ago.
Yeah, that's quite a story. Absolutely. Another story that we should talk about is, again, some great sales numbers for a variety of different brands. I was talking to Mike McHale from Subaru, and he was telling me that Subaru is on track to have their best year ever here in the U.S. Mercedes, they have an Eclipse BMW, but I understand they're having a big year as well.
Wow. The two different markets there. I mean, on the Japanese are back. They've recovered from the natural disasters that hurt their production last year. They have a loyal following. Subaru has been staying on that kind of boxy but very good all-wheel drive, and they have good reliability ratings, so no surprise there. On the luxury market, boy, that's just a fight between BMW and Mercedes, and there's all sorts of incentives out there, particularly at the end of the year, and Lexus is in the middle of that as well. So the luxury market looks pretty strong this year as well.
Got an email question here from Kevin, listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL in Waterloo, Iowa, and he wants to know about diesels. He wants to know if we are going to see more diesels here in the U.S., and Kevin, the answer is yes. Ken, your thoughts on the expanding diesel offerings that are around the bend?
Oh, yes, you will see more diesels. You'll see diesels out of GM, and you'll see new generation diesels everywhere, at least for the interim. But there's still a question about the particulate emissions, although the new ones are very clean. But that's toward the end of the decade. So for the short term, yes, you're going to see more diesels.
Again, looking at 2012 in review, electric cars, of course, the Volt has been out there. That's a range extender, the True Electrics being the plug-in Volt from Nissan, and, of course, the higher-end vehicles from Tesla and Fisker. Do you see a growth ahead with electric technology? Do you think people are going to embrace it more than they have so far?
I guess it depends on how you define electric technology. But, for example, Mazda next year will introduce a new Mazda 6 with a diesel engine. Mm-hmm. That's capable of putting out numbers that you see in some of the expensive hybrids. So in the marketplace, and if you consider a hybrid an electric vehicle, which I do, because if it uses battery power, it's electric in at least some form. The growth, my view is that it will continue in hybrids because there is marketing momentum there, and they're about 2.5% of the market, by the way, which is very small. And EVs, until we have a battery, that's a pure electric vehicle, until we see a battery breakthrough and prices come down. I mean, a $40,000 Chevrolet Volt, which, by the way, is a terrific automobile, but you can buy a $22,000 Chevy Cruze just to stay in the family. And it's got one more seat, and it's, you can get in the 30s on the fuel economy, so the payback isn't there.
That's a really good point, Ken. And any other stories that you'd like to touch on as far as being some of the big ones for 2012?
Well, Toyota got fined again by the EPA for another safety cover-up. And after the hearings and the recalls earlier, I don't understand what's going on there. They promised to make reforms. That didn't happen.
Yeah, we're going to have to get you back, maybe next week. He's Ken Zeno from AutoInform.com. Thank you, Ken. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.